Penelope Goes to Portsmouth, a novel of Regency England, being the third volume of The Travelling Matchmaker by M.C. Beaton, writing as Marion Chesney. Narrated by Helen Lasanti. Chapter 1. An indolent, thoughtless, innocent sort of man that will be continually in scrapes, and that will not get forward with all his extraordinary talents unless somebody take him up and push him on. Creevy Papers. Miss Pym awoke with a start and wondered for a moment where she was. She drew aside the bed-hangings. The dull red glow of a dying fire on the hearth revealed an inn bedchamber. But which inn? She wondered blearily. She seemed to have been in so many since she started her travels. Then memory came flooding back. Of course, she was in the bedchamber in the White Bear in Piccadilly, and shortly to set out on the road to Portsmouth. Miss Pym had no business to take her to Portsmouth, no relative, only a desire to travel, and, above all, to look upon the sea for the first time. She had already made two exciting journeys, one to Bath and one to Exeter. And what adventures she had had! Her life spent as a servant in the household of Mr. Clarence seemed far away. And yet, only a short time ago, she had been a housekeeper at Thornton Hall in Kensington, looking forward to a bleak life of servitude. Then Mr. Clarence had died and left her a legacy. Hannah Pym's thoughts turned to her late employer's brother.